time for playing games is done. Adversaries all better run. We're coming up to reach the top. Unbeatable and we'll never stop. We're the ones in charge, yeah. We're staying living large, yeah. We're the one who fly, yeah. They don't ever have a chance. Why do they even try? Everybody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rock your body, yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause the Backseat Boys are back.
Got to warn everybody right now. This Thursday, Damon Feldman of Celebrity Boxing is having another press conference at Harrah's. And Robbie's going.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
This can't end well.
So that means I'm going because I'm not letting. Last time we were at the gathering, Tommy, that's why we couldn't go and Robbie had to go.
Right, right.
I'm legit scared what's going to happen this Thursday.
You should be scared.
Just tell people you don't know them.
Brilliant advice from my mentor, Donnie B. Thank you, Donnie.
You're welcome, my friend.
I loved
it. That's what I'm here for.
We have a lot to cover today. Let's get everybody in here. Dr. Phil, what's up, brother?
Hey, how are you?
I am good, man. Good to see you. Thomas Grayson, what's up, brother?
That's Tommy, not Thomas. I ain't no tank engine, and you should know that, Johnny, but it's all good.
Oh, we're starting right in. All right, guys.
I feel people are snippy. Like I feel like I missed a whole lot.
I mean, you did. You clearly didn't see, you know, Johnny acquired these young altar boys and, you know, sent them out on us on, you know. Yeah. 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 Well, it's all right.
I did kind of see that online.
Might have missed something, yeah,
things happen. Yep.
Devil's Night, the pay-per-view, your brother or your boy Johnny decided to get all holy, holy Trent Acid. I'm sorry, holy Johnny Cashmere on us. And, you know, I guess the rest is history. So, you know, a little bit of a contention between myself and Mr. John Paul right now. But, you know, I'm willing to let it slide for the sake of the Spocast here.
That's nice of you.
I was about to say, very nice. Thank you.
As the original creator and God of all that is Backseat, I commend you on that action.
Well, you should, because he took credit for creating that. That was one of the things he said in his speech of blasphemy out in Detroit.
So have 37 other people,
including Dewey Donovan, including, you know, a bunch of others. And yeah,
Phil Stamper.
I just said I handled you. I didn't say I created you.
Duly
don't
noted.
Be gross, Phil. Don't be gross.
Co-handler.
Yes, Relic. I'm doing it for the SPO all day, every day.
That's it. Do it for the SPO. But guys, listen, we have a lot to talk about. Obviously, the big press conference that we alluded to last week happened. A lot to get over. We're going to watch it in its entirety, step by step. We're going to walk through it. We're going to have my brother Robbie on here to explain his actions. We got to get through to this guy, honestly. And I'm trying to be in a good mood today, everyone. Don't let me get in a bad mood. No one pushes my buttons like family, but I'm not here to get in a bad mood. I'm going to make this a happy, fun time. We're here to help Robbie, and then hopefully he can apologize. So, Phil, did you see what happened? I know you weren't there.
I wasn't there. I did.
All right. Well, here's the show tonight, everyone. So in addition to Robbie, we're also going to have Todd Rod, the impersonator, cosplayer of Rerun from What's Happening, Donnie. He's going to be on here a little bit later.
I'm so excited for that.
That's for you. And he's one of Robbie's favorites. So it's a little gift for my brother to try to relax him and get him to where he's loosening up.
Now, Rerun did recently make his SPO wrestling debut at Roll the Dice, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Correct. Correct. He also was at the Apollo in New York City recently. So we're going to talk to him about that. So we're going to get him here. I've been trying to get Robbie. Robbie woke up today, says he's not feeling well. So he's already kind of excused up, in my opinion, but he's not here quite yet.
Do you think he's purposefully ignoring you? Or do you just not believe your brother?
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't like seeing him hurt regardless, but I'm texting him right now. I'm telling him to get his ass here.
Did he wake up this morning and grab some gabagool?
I think he did. I think that's every day for us. But guys, so I have a new thing starting, by the way. We talked about a new Trip TV is going to be coming soon.
That's right.
We talked about the Superpower Hour is going to be starting soon. And this is not the official logo. It's just something to show you. It's going to look something like that. We're thinking Eagles colors and probably no Superman logo if we can avoid it. But yeah, the Superpower Hour. But I'm also going to start something else. And I'm glad you brought up Holy Johnny because it's going to be done. It's a Holy Johnny gimmick, everyone. I'm going to literally scroll through my Instagram feed and comment on what I see. And that's coming soon. Check this out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want everyone here to understand that Keep Scrolling is literally Holy Johnny, you know, in his purest form, because what he's going to do is he's going to essentially take everyone to confession, you know, virtually. So if you're acting up online, you better stop, because you might fall victim to whatever it is that Holy Johnny's going to be out there spewing about as far as all of the cretins of the world. So, you know, everyone clean up your algorithms, clean up your social media, get off of whatever you're not supposed to be on, because Big Brother is always watching. And I found out that the hard way.
Thank you. You know, I was going to say something earlier about Donnie B growing his hair out, but not like that.
Thank you.
Series 2, for those that can't see, the Series 2 Mark meme, Donnie B, create a wrestler, long hair, sunglasses, Miami Vice suit, the word Mark.
I had that exact outfit. Those glasses, the black glasses, that chain. I don't know how this kid did this. Like, this is amazing. It's amazing. That hair was pretty close. That's a little thicker mane there, but
yes,
you know, my shit looked great, bro.
Yes,
especially when it had highlights in it.
I was going to say the hair part was pretty on point for the scan. You know, the accuracy.
Yeah, no, definitely, dude.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Robbie said he's working on it, whatever that means. So he's here.
Working
he's almost
on it.
Here. He's almost here. In the meantime, do we have anything? I think I have an I'm nothing.
Ooh. Real quick before you do, since we're talking about Robbie, I just want to mention that on the Train of Terror tour, I finally did it. The infamous Uncle June line that I cannot repeat that I said I was going to say to somebody, I said, and none other than the homie Mosh Pit Mike. So if you don't know what scene I'm referring to, it's season 2 of Sopranos, and it's the infamous scene where Uncle June takes a bad bump in the shower and he utters a three-worded phrase. So finally happens.
Lovely. Nothing like talking around things. All right. So guys, real quick too, we got new merchandise, right? New Backseat Boys t-shirts coming.
That's right.
And they'll be available this Saturday at the Loud East Wrestling. Cause this Saturday is going to be Backseats versus the Prospects right there in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. And it's also going to be me versus Gabriel Sky, and we will have the new t-shirts right there in the building. Come up to us at the table and say, I want a Backseat Boys t-shirt. Bada bing.
And we'll also we'll take special orders. If anybody will not be at Loud East Wrestling, you could go ahead and you could send the Backseat Boys, Johnny Cashmere, Tommy Grayson, JP Grayson, a message with what size you want. We'll take it down. We will also be at For Us Wrestling this Friday in Michigan, defending our FUW Trios titles in a Lucha Rules match. There's the graphic for it right there. We're going up against forgive me, I'm horrible with names and I can't read right now. FUBK, thank you. FUBK, yeah. So we're going to defend our... yeah, so we are going to be putting up our newly won Trios Championships. And unfortunately, I don't think that we will have physical merchandise with us unless we could possibly ship some of it in advance out to Michigan. But we will be taking orders. So if anyone out there in Detroit in the Juggalodium would like to place an order for some Backseat Boys merchandise, it will be available for order at For Us Wrestling. But physical shirts will, in fact, be there this Saturday.
All right. Good deal. All right. So real quick, we're going to do an end on nothing, and hopefully that'll kill enough time for Robbie to be here and we can start the intervention. So I have an on nothing, everyone. So listen, Donnie, I want you to pay attention to this because you may not agree with me. You may be in complete opposition to me. My and I'm nothing is from the viewpoint of most indie workers about this whole WWE ID thing. Okay. So now we have in the indies, it's like every independent wrestler is in black and white. And yes. Suddenly there's a few that have been blessed with the color from a magic wand. Now, historically, Donnie, how does that work in societies? How's that work out?
Not well.
No.
Jealousy just well rears its ugly head, but it's, you know, it's to be expected like anything else.
I think so, but it's hard to tell who's the real IDs because every fake one's out there. Have you seen all the fake ones yet?
No. All you have to do is look at the people that have had it. You can tell who's talented and who's not, who semi-deserves it and who doesn't. I mean, in my opinion, I don't know any of those people that got picked.
But well, I know some of them.
All right.
I'm sure talented. Let me ask you a question. The day after that WWE ID image comes out and a promoter calls that talent, is their price different?
I wouldn't pay more. That's just me. I'm sure that there's going to be some promoters out there. If a talent is mark enough to call a promoter and say, you know, let's say that a show came 2 weeks ago and they worked it for $100, let's say, an indie talent. I'm making these numbers up. I have no idea what the going rate is. And now they call the same promoter. Promoter calls them 2 weeks from now and says, hey, I had this show in East Yardville, New Jersey, whatever it is. You want to do it? And he says, well, you know, I'm a WWE ID guy now. I need $200 instead of $100. I'd say, have a good night and hang up on them. That's just me. Like, I wouldn't entertain that shit. They're still an unproven commodity. They've been given you said they were painted with the brush. They've been given painted with the brush of hope. That's what this WWE ID thing is. It's just another sliver of hope for some of these young hopefuls. It's like reaching into a pond of fish and grabbing a handful of fish and looking through the handful of fish and saying, all right, some of these have the potential to grow into really big, awesome fish. We're going to put our little mark on them and stamp them. We're going to feed them. We're going to nurture them until they come along and maybe grow into really big fish, you know, that can make more fish or whatever. That might be a dumb example, but you get what I'm saying. That's what this process is. Mm-hmm. The WWE is not stupid. They realized that the talent pool isn't going to last forever. This business, the wrestling business, is only as good as the talent that's not in the ring right now, is only ever going to be as good that the talents that's coming from behind, the next ones. People, when the WWE sees their talent in the ring, that's great. I guarantee you that those people in the office and everywhere else is more worried about what's down the pipeline. They're not worried about what's in the ring because those tickets are already sold. Those fans are already invested. This talent is already trained and at the highest level that's in the ring currently. So you no longer have to worry about them once they get to the roster.
Well,
the reflection is on what's behind you.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Does this put into a different perspective in hindsight all the Gabe Sapolsky seminars around the country the last 3 years?
Yes, because I guarantee you, knowing Gabe, every single one of those he went to, he was doing his homework. Gabe's a very smart person. Every single time Gabe walked into a building, I don't care if it was a seminar, a show, whether he said he was just there to watch the show or hang out or whatever, he had his greeting goggles on, man. He had his little ThinkPad out. He was taking his notes. I talk to Gabe every now and then. I like Gabe. And he's asked me my opinion on some talent. I've given it to him. And hopefully it works out.
Maybe you can ask him why he's blocked me on Twitter.
Oh, that's weird. I'll ask him. I like Gabe.
On Twitter.
Because the last thing I ever did was share his seminar that he was doing I think MCW.
Gabe's not, to my knowledge, he's not vindictive like that.
Phil is so Twitter blockable.
Yeah.
But look at this face.
I think it puts in perspective. Realize this. If the WWE has this ID program right now, do you think they just thought of it 6 weeks ago?
No, this has probably
been in the works for a long time.
They
probably wanted to see if it was viable. In other words, they wanted to see if there'd be a waste of time, if there was truly a barren wasteland out there of talent that they could cultivate or strip mine in some way. Like, hopefully these guys, I don't know the whole economic layout of it. Like, if you just get an extra check every week or you get a couple bucks here and there, I have no idea. But hopefully it's enough to make somebody put more time into training in the gym or nutrition and diet and, you know, everything else that goes into being not a professional wrestler, a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want. They want to cultivate professional athletes, dude. The gimmick and all that shit will come later on. Hopefully. I mean, some of these talents might be good on the mic and presentable and have a good gimmick. I don't know.
But yeah.
Think of this. If they If they WWE ID, let's say 50 people, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just going $1,000 a month, if that's what they give them. I have no idea if that's what it is. And that's 50 grand a month. That's 500 grand a year. Let's say out of that, they get one talent who's capable of headlining pay-per-views in a WrestleMania that can then in turn bring them tens of millions of dollars in revenue, then it's worth it. That's what they're doing. They're not doing this to be generous people and just give away stacks of money to everybody, struggling indie guys. They're doing this to feed their system. It's brilliant.
Well, Donnie, it's interesting you say that, because this reminds me a lot of a couple of years ago when they first started giving guys dark matches for AEW and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And some guys would then go, and whether it was the promoter doing it or whether it was they themselves doing it, they were being advertised on indie events as seen on AEW Dark. And if you want to know my honest opinion, I think that hurt not only the individuals doing so, but you know, both AEW and the companies, because it sort of stagnated their ability to progress to the next level. Because right away, people are saying, "Oh, they're AEW Dark," so it's like that's good for them and whatnot. So it's like what Ginger said. I'm curious what this is going to mean in a year. I don't think that this is an overnight thing. I don't necessarily know if it's money behind it per se, or if it's giving guys the extra, right, like you said, motivation to be better and do better.
It's both. It's giving somebody a little financial incentive, like, hey, we think you have something. We don't know how far you're going to carry this, or we don't know what the future holds, but we at least think that you have some kind of attribute that you could be a player for the WWE in some capacity. And that's the fucking ultimate goal of every single one of you guys. Oh, sorry, I cursed. That's the ultimate goal. That's the ultimate goal of everyone. That was Johnny's ultimate goal. That was mine at one point. The ultimate goal of anyone in the professional wrestling business who's serious about it. I'm not talking weekend warriors who do it like as if they were doing a bowling league. I'm talking about professional athletes that grind and go on tour like you guys did and everything else. The goal is to be a full-time contracted professional wrestler.
We got to wrap this up because I got Robbie here, guys. Sorry to break into this. He's been waiting for a minute. Let me bring him in here, you guys. Let's get this.
Wouldn't want to make him wait another minute.
I know.
Well, I don't want to lose him. I'm just glad he's here. Hold on.
He's your brother. How are you going
to lose him? Yo. My God. Are you all right?
Did you throw your back out carrying all those pillow buddies?
Stop. Don't start on him right away. Are you all right? You hear me?
I'm actually feeling a lot better, John. You know, my neck is feeling a lot better. I feel like I might have caught a flu or some type of bacteria or something at the casino the other night. But I'm hanging in there, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks for being on tonight. Listen, man, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to show this footage. People got to see this. This is the pretty much the entire footage that I have. We're going to show it, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll go from there, all right? So it all started with Damon Feldman being gracious enough to invite us to his press conference back in August. Me and the back seats were on tour with JCW. We were at the gathering. So Robbie went by himself and handled business. And things got out of hand with him and the mayor. Damon tried to remove him from the stage. Fast forward to our event this two Saturdays ago. Robbie and the mayor have their issues. Hank from Buffalo Wild Wings, the mascot's there. He ends up wrestling Robbie and Ruckus. He won. A lot of craziness went down. And then there was another press conference this Thursday, Robbie. And here's what happened.
Thank you, Damon. I actually was a fighter at the Michael Lohan fight that you mentioned. So I'm an alumni here of celebrity boxing. So thank you all for having me.
So I was in the Michael Lohan fight. So I did a fight before. I went down in the second round. Boxing ain't easy.
I've been a wrestler since 1998. And my company, SPO Wrestling, SPO Wrestling, brought wrestling right here in this room this past Saturday night. Such a wonderful event. I've learned how to be a promoter from so many wonderful promoters, not the least of which is this man standing right here behind me, one of the most accomplished promoters, and we're so happy to have him in Philadelphia. Let me hear you guys on that.
See, that's See that, Donnie? You got to put over Damon Feldman.
I know.
Promoter. Well, yep. Well, he's good, man. In 99, I was putting up the ring at his events in the Kahunaville in Delaware.
Wow.
So got to put him over. But anyway.
Ooh. So this past Saturday, we had a very special wrestler debut right here. And he's going to return right here in February. And he actually defeated my own brother in a match. Ladies and gentlemen, I kid you not, Hank, the Buffalo Wild Wing national mascot. Let's hear it for Hank, everybody. Come on out here, Hank.
They tell me I look like Tony Stark.
Hank was one of the most accomplished pro wrestlers on his first.
All right, pay attention. Here we go. I'm there putting over Hank, doing good business on behalf of our company.
Excuse me.
Damon immediately jumped in to protect me. Just keep that in mind, everyone. Damon protected me. There's security.
Look, he said his brother wrestled at Buffalo Saturday night for charity. I'm that brother, okay? And I had to be helicoptered off the roof of his building Saturday night. So if anybody saw in the news that a young athlete that was injured, I was that man. I'm that athlete. And I'm going to say something right now. Get your hands off me, Dan. Don't you ever...
He's about to curse, everyone. Hold your ears. Now Damon says you're out. Now look, why does this guy have to like, you're still my brother, dude. I'm not going to let people grab you when you have a neck brace on.
I don't know who you think you are. Don't touch
it. See, I don't care that they're touching me. All right. I'm not trying to be a hothead, guys, but there's no reason for them to be. You know what happens when someone touches your brother, Tommy.
Don't touch it. Take your hands off. Right. I said take your hands off, my brother.
Johnny, stop this, man. I gave you
Damon just said, stop this. I gave you guys a chance. Like, I just gave you another opportunity. And what is this?
Get that guy out of here, man. This is ridiculous.
And I tell the guy, like,
there's
look,
no reason for you to put your hands on.
Sorry,
no reason for you to put your hands on. Yeah. All right. Robbie, tell us, what were you trying to say?
You know, John, I think that, you know, I've been very supportive of you with Spo, and I've been very supportive of you with your endeavors with the Backseat Boys and everything. And I was even supportive when you got involved with Mayor Roots and with Buffalo Wild Wings, okay? To the point where I agreed to wrestle Hank to make the kids happy. Ruckus agreed to wrestle Hank, okay? You guys are talking about the WWID program, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that Ruckus and I were the top prospects for the WWID program. And now, because of his tailbone injury and because of my injury, that's not going to happen. Okay, so that's food out of our mouths. Okay, that's the holidays are coming up. That would have, and to answer your question, Donnie, yes, 100% our price would have went up. 100,000% our price would have went up on the independent circuit. In fact, I had planned to tell Damon that night. If he had planned on having me come back and appear, he would have to pay me more than he was planning on. And now, because of what happened with Hank, here we are, no WWID program, extreme injury to my neck, a bill now for a helicopter for my injuries that were sustained on the second at Harris Casino, a bill that somehow now I'm expected to pay that Mayor Roots believes he's not responsible for. Buffalo Wild Wings won't return my phone calls.
Robbie.
It's pathetic. I feel pathetic.
First of all, why would a celebrity boxing promoter care if you're in a WWE ID stamp?
Relic.
Why would your price go up for boxing? I could see for wrestling, but not for celebrity boxing. So Damon doesn't care about that. So you're probably already rubbing Damon the wrong way with that. Damon's done a lot for us.
Why was Hank there? Why did Damon invite Hank there? That's what I want to know.
It was a press conference.
Big joke.
It was a press conference.
Prospect that was taken out of the game in his prime.
Do you know?
Entertain children.
Do you know that last Saturday is the first time in the 15 or 20 year history of Harris that they've ever had to have a helicopter land on their roof?
Really?
That's kind of disgusting. Especially since you requested it. Now, here's the thing, bro. What's
disgusting is Chester Crozier Hospital, which is why I needed a helicopter to take me to Philadelphia, somewhere where I would be safe.
And what about Mom? You didn't think I'd go there. I had to rub her feet for a half hour last week because you were doing that shit with the bell. A half hour.
Let me tell you something. Why? That woman lives to wait.
She was on her feet all day.
Our mother lives. Our mother lives to wait on me hand and foot.
Literally.
You don't understand. You think it makes her feel good to see me like this? See little baby Bertho like this? Do you remember? Do you remember when we were little? Do you remember what she used to say to me? She'd say, a little baby Bertho. You're such a beautiful baby. You have such a big brain. You grow up, you should be a doctor.
Is she a vampire?
And you know what? I should have listened to Mom. I wanted to be like my big brother, Johnny, though. I should have listened to Mama, though. I should have been a doctor. Instead, I had to go find a doctor, Dr. Mark Allen, and he's going to put me back together in time so I can get back on that WWEI ID program. And you know what, Johnny? I should have listened to Mama. I should have been a lawyer. But now I have to go find a lawyer. That's what I have to do. Because number one, when Hank assaulted me, he took possibly millions of dollars away from my family. Not just from me. What about our little brother, Angelo, who's now just started to travel the circuit with me? What if big brother Berto can't wrestle?
Robbie.
What about that? What about the helicopter? What about the way that Stephen Roots made a fool out of me? I got a reputation to protect, John.
But how did the mayor make a fool of you?
The mayor, you know, Phil, maybe.
Phil wasn't there.
And people are watching who weren't there. So I want to make sure everyone's understanding. Like what
And Bertho, like who is Bertho? You know, you're talking about Bertho. Like
Robbie was a very beautiful baby. I mean, great aunt Marge.
Robbie Illuminati, this guy that you look up to. I was just little Roberto. I was just a normal guy like you and your brother. You know,
little Roberto. You sound like Luigi Primo the way you talk about yourself.
Don't
I love that guy.
Phone up right now, please. Okay,
baby, please. Listen, Great Aunt Margie, every day I used to hear, baby Bertho, the most beautiful baby of all time, right in front of me, like I was some crappy. But the thing is, Bertho, from you were born like the same year as Bertho. So baby Bertho, right?
Oh, yeah, that's real funny.
Roberto, baby Bertho.
Johnny, is that? I don't know if that's fair, Johnny, to be fair. But...
Johnny, hey, can I just jump in?
Baby Bertho.
Please, may I just Donnie. Jump in for 1 second? Yes. Johnny, I'm listening to the whole thing, and I don't know Robbie real well, but I can clearly see this young man is having a lot of difficulty, a lot of trauma, a lot of mental health issues. None of it was his own fault, it appears. And Johnny, I just think you really have neglected your brother to some extent. I hate to be the one to say that. I think you really let him down as an older brother.
Thank you so much.
I love you, Johnny. I think of you as one of my brothers, but... I don't think you've done the right thing. Mom needed at least 45 minutes on the foot rub. I just want to throw that in there. I know it's a little humorous, but I think he's let Robbie Illuminati down a little bit. I'm ashamed. And I think you would have that WWE ID thing right now if it wasn't for Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, look at me. I'm Tony Starks. Look at me. I'm Tony Starks.
I believe it's Tony Marks.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm a Bertho Primo. I'm making best pizza.
What about my tag partner's tailbone injury? This man flips for a living. No more flips.
Just burgers.
Those kids at Harris, no more flips. Matter of fact, you could tell Mayor Stephen Roots We want the key to the city.
Oh. Jump the shark a little bit. That one.
Yeah, the same key that almost went to Damon Dash.
Yeah.
The actor?
He was Jay-Z's agent. Yeah. They were going to give him the key.
Rockefeller.
You want the key to the city. Hold on a minute. You just threatened a lawsuit. Now you're saying you want the key to the city.
The truth is, when we come back from this injury, it's going to be so monumental that the people at Chester are going to have no choice but to possibly even elect us new mayors of Chester. And I would imagine that the people of Buffalo Wild Wings would have to replace Hank with a new spokesperson.
Robbie, what do you see next for you? You're just gonna sit around hurt? Are you even trying to get better? Are you doing physical therapy?
Clearly right now, I'm still in an area where I'm trying to process everything that happened. It was very traumatic, like Donnie said.
Well, wait, what did the doctor say?
Well, the doctor had said that right now, with what I'm dealing with my neck, that what I need to do is just stay home and convalesce, and should probably have a family member taking care of me. And since Mom has said that she's unable to tend to me, I guess now would be a time as good as ever to see if my brother.
I would love to. Yeah, I'll be right over.
Help me.
Yeah, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. I found this picture, by the way. I found this picture of us with Pop.
Oh.
Donnie, you remember Sammy the Ace?
I sure do.
Pop.
That was our dad.
No.
Robbie Illuminati looks like a Nick Jackson from the Young Bucks.
Robbie had a little, like, was that a little blush on there?
Johnny looks like a newsie.
Good color.
Very rosy cheeks because I was happy and my heart was full of joy because me and my big brother were setting the world on fire.
You know what it is? Neglected you, Robbie.
It's the language is what it is. Like I try to build SPO, SPO, and we try to do it for kids, and we started in a firehouse, and it was all. And I asked Robbie to come in and watch my back last spring. And you come in and you start cursing all the time. And you know what? It's one thing at your first Holy Communion, you're cursing and the whole family thought it was funny, you know? So they encouraged it. But you're not a kid anymore. We're not in church. You don't curse like that. So, like, Donnie, I get it. All you guys are saying that I'm neglectful, but, dude, you don't have to curse. Just stop.
I agree.
With all the cursing.
Working blue is definitely an indicator of an uneducated individual. So I don't mean to insult you, Robbie, but we need to work on it.
Well, whatever.
Well, he's in pain right now. I'm sure when Robbie's level-headed, if he's healthy, Robbie's not cursing up a storm. He's not weaving a web of tapestry of obscenities across Lake Michigan.
No.
I can't believe I'm expected to apologize to somebody who physically assaulted me. David Feldman's hands are registered lethal weapons. He put his hands on me at Celebrity Boxing. And yeah, maybe I did get a little out of pocket. But Phil, to answer your question from before, when I showed up to SPO to host Blazing with Blackout along with my tag team partner, Ruckus, there were no plans for any wrestling. There was no plans for any entertaining kids. And there certainly weren't any plans for me to wrestle a mascot from Buffalo Wild Wings. So yes, when people that are mascots and not pro wrestlers get involved in pro wrestling shows, people that are pro wrestlers end up injured. I'm not trying to peel back the curtain, but do the math. Hank is not a wrestler. He's not a worker. And now I'm in a neck brace. So yeah, maybe that's why I'm angry. Maybe that's why I'm cursing.
What about the position you put me in when you start putting your hands on a guy who literally, if he were to punch you, one punch could kill you and he would be charged with murder. Damon Feldman, his hands really are registered lethal weapons. And you're out there basically saying nanny nanny boo boo and then running behind me.
No, I just wanted a chance to tell my story. Damon is always talking about the Rocky story and about coming up from nothing and rising from the ashes. I wanted those people that were there on November 2nd to see me this past Thursday night with my cane and with my neck brace. I wanted to let them know. If you saw the news and saw that a young man, a young athlete, was taken off the roof of Harrah's, I wanted them to know that I was that young man. I wanted them to have some hope. You right. saw the people at Harrah's. They don't have any hopes or dreams.
Come on. Now, see.
I was just trying.
You can't say that. Those people are hardworking. They showed up. They supported us. We had so many kids there. Those kids were so happy to see Hank.
The people that speak when spoken to, punch a time clock, the nameless, faceless NPCs of the world. I wanted them to look at somebody and say, hey, you know what? There's something more out there. I'm sorry. Again, I care too much. Ma, raise a gentleman. What can I say?
Robbie,
I agree, Robbie.
You picked a press conference to make your point, dude. Do you think maybe that if you had given things just maybe a little bit more like thought and care, then you wouldn't be in a neck brace right now? And maybe, you know, like, I don't know.
Maybe if Hank would have attended a wrestling school, I would be in a neck brace right now.
Valid point, Phil.
Well.
Let's get a voice of reason here, Phil. I like Phil to chime in on this.
I mean,
the most sane out of all of us.
Well, Tommy kind of took my question, which is, you know, you picked the moment at the press conference to call. Why were you even at the press conference? You know,
I was invited to the press conference. However, what my big brother didn't tell me was that he had collaborated with BWW, that's Buffalo Wild Wings, as he calls it, beforehand, been so close with them, and had Hank appear there. See, that's what they cut out, is he brought Hank out onto the stage, which had me incensed. But Hank wouldn't even walk all the way onto the stage because he knew, even with a neck brace, even with a cane, like I can't even speak, even as a no good crippled speech impediment having loser, I would have still knocked Hank out.
Well, one, you're not a loser, but two, like, you would have risked injuring yourself even worse to try to confront a mascot.
Whatever, it's all so asinine, but the bottom line is real people are involved, and we're going back to Harrah's soon. We're hoping that next Tuesday on the Spocast we're going to have the announcement of our return date, and there's a lot going on right now. We have to talk to the mayor, Robbie. I don't even know if the mayor's even happy with us after the nonsense that went on the other night, so who knows. Everything right now is just future uncertain.
Jumping up and down like Urkel in the ring with Hank and in the ring with Rerun.
Speaking of Rerun, he should be here any minute. We're going to have him in here too.
Those are two very different eras of sitcom, Robbie, and just letting you know.
Never thought I'd hear those words in one sentence.
The mayor Rerun and Urkel. And
down. The mayor was jumping up and down in the ring like Urkel with Rerun.
What I think Robbie's trying to say is, at intermission is when Robbie was being taken off the roof. So everyone was in the ring yelling.
Well, like the helicopter. They now, jumping up and down to Henry Mancini. What's happening theme.
Does Harrah's even have like a helicopter landing pad on their roof? Like, how did that work?
I don't know. I wasn't up there. I didn't go up.
You see the roof, Tommy? The
helicopter. Johnny, I assume. Yeah, Johnny.
And they put me in it and then it flew away.
Robbie, can I ask Robbie,
just like that.
Robbie, can I ask you real quick? When you were being loaded into the helicopter, Robbie, when you were being loaded into the helicopter, did Johnny at least have the dignity to hold your hand and give you some well wishes on the way out, or no?
No, I rubbed his feet.
Horrible, Johnny. That's a faux pas.
I rubbed his feet for him while he was going in.
Why?
There.
He had shoes on.
Robbie, listen, I've always had your back, bro. Growing up, I've always had your back. You've always had mine. We've always had each other's back, all of us siblings, okay? But I'm telling you right now, Damon Feldman is biting off more than we can collectively chew. So let's leave sleeping dogs lying, right? Can we leave Damon alone? And if you have issues with the mayor, whatever, we're going to keep it where they go and not have collateral damage go to someone whose hands are registered lethal weapons. Can we agree on that? That's a no.
I think the cat has his tongue. Mom has his tongue.
You saw the way he shut his hands in my face.
I did see it.
You hear the congestion.
Who knows? Listen, boys, I just want to jump in. I want to chime in one last thing. I do have to depart now because I go to pick up one of my daughters from CCD. But I want to say, Robbie, I wish you well on this journey. I wish I could do more for you from afar. I put John in my steed to help you and just, you know, be there and nurture you. Hopefully he can bring you back to the consciousness of normality. And until then, I'll see you all next week. But Philip, please try to rein these people in and restore some decorum to this otherwise dignified program.
All right. Thank you, Donnie.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thanks,
Have
Don.
Have a good week.
Johnny, you could stand and learn something from Donnie. Donnie and his brother are equal as superstars, you know? And even though, you know, we've always kind of had a Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen type relationship, even though I'm the little brother, you know, Donnie's fully supportive of his family. But you can just stand and learn something about supporting your family a little more. Same, you can learn from Tommy, too. Him and JP, so tight, so close. But there you are, just wanting to be Iron Man, while David Feldman is throwing me to the ground, and Hank the Buffalo is splashing me, and Ruckus is convulsing in a ring, and you are just counting all your money in this Spo ticket office, celebrated.
First of all, you painted a very dismal picture. Yeah, that's me. I'm excited and screaming. Like, as you're hurt.
Have a cream soda. I'm busting.
Dude, I'm a loyal guy. I've always been a loyal guy. That's one thing no one can take from me is loyalty. Yeah, well, Holy Johnny's not the most loyal guy in the world, but Johnny Cashmere is loyal, damn it.
So what, are we dealing with two different people here? Or are we dealing with good guy John and big bad John? Is that what it is?
We're just dealing with 2024 pro wrestling independence with WWE IDs and JBL showing up at random places. The indie wrestling world it's come to an end. The whole world.
I was supposed to be on a show with JBL this weekend, and unfortunately I had to call off because of my tragic neck injury.
And how's Ruckus? You just mentioned that Ruckus was left convulsing in a ring.
And he said he had it. Phil.
Was he convulsing because of the tailbone injury, or was he, or did he, like, what happened?
Stop it!
Sorry.
Johnny.
Because of Hank.
It was an accident.
Because of untrained Hank. Because of the promoters at Spo, they just will do anything for mainstream publicity. So let's put Hank on the show. And who cares if the hardworking men with little brothers to support, like me,
all right,
get neck injuries and end up walking with canes.
You Robbie, think I'm you knew what you
put a man with a cane?
So
you knew.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you knew what you were getting yourself into when you signed up. You knew what you were potentially getting yourself into at the press conference and whatnot. Just one word, Robbie, accountability. And for you to just go and pass it off to Johnny, listen, I don't like Johnny much right now. He screwed me over. But at the end of the day, Johnny didn't make you go up there and stand at that podium and talk that shit. Excuse my language, but, you know.
You don't have to apologize to me, Tommy. You can be yourself around me, buddy.
Oh, wow. The guilt is just so you just know exactly. And I said I wasn't going to get angry. Listen, I'm not angry, Robbie.
You should have heard Ma complain when she waxed my chest 2 days ago. But I told her, Ma, I need to be TV ready.
Did she buff Bagwell you also, Robbie?
I'm sure that Johnny's out there trying to take all my bookings while I'm injured, Ma. You got to shave my chest for me. You got to wax my back.
Yeah, I want your bookings while you're injured. That's unbelievable. I can't believe you even just said that to me.
So Robbie, what would you like? What would resolve this for you? Or are you looking for resolution?
No,
are you just trying to pour salt in the wound between the two of you?
Yeah. I'm still at the Buff Bagwell line. I can't believe he just said that. I just can't believe it. We might as well just go back to cursing.
Yes. He has a point. As far as the resolution, if my neck doesn't heal, I will need to become probably a gigolo of some sort, like Buff Bagwell, because I won't be able to wrestle anymore. So,
yeah, that's how we were raised.
That's the exact reference I was making, Robbie. I'm glad everything just goes in one ear, gets regurgitated somehow, and out the other. But
it's the neck brace that's keeping it there.
I think so. The neck brace is squeezing the neck too hard, and it's preventing his ability to process.
Robbie, what if, let me ask you this.
Excuse me? Go ahead, Johnny.
I'm going to try to make you an offer. What if we don't force you to get in the ring with anyone you don't want to get into the ring with ever, and we make you maybe like a co-host or a host of the Superpower Hour? I'm like literally trying to think of a way to make you happy. Like,
give me a Terry. Brother.
What?
I want Hank. I want Roots. I want revenge.
Well, that's going to happen in a ring. It's not going to happen on the streets of Chester. Think about that.
I want my respect. I want Damon Feldman owes me an apology.
Oh, see, we're not going to that. You want to invite
Damon Feldman to come on next week and apologize to me?
He's done so much for us, though, since day one. Why would we ask him to apologize for us? To us for what? What did he do to apologize? For putting his hands on you? You walked up to his podium and broke it, like literally, like broke into his.
Wait, leave that up there. Stop, Steve Jordan. Go back with that note. I think Robbie needs "Hi, Baby" and "Get Burped" and "Put to Net." No, Steve Jordan. I think you're the one that's a big baby that needs a bonnet and a pacifier and a diaper and a rattle. That's what I think. And Desitin, because you got diaper rash. You're the big baby, Steve Jordan. Right. Not me. Not Robbie. Baby Birdo. Baby Birdo's all thrown.
Don't baby do it to your
Luigi. Luigi,
take a breath. Take a breath. Chill.
Don't do it to yourself, Robbie. Don't do it to yourself. Here, Robbie, this will calm Robbie down. Todd Rod, just Todd in time.
Oh, Todd Rod.
What's our happening?
Knight in shining armor. Todd Rod.
You're like the Grinch.
Thank you for being a part of our event, man. Everyone loved you. Did you have fun in your wrestling debut or what?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Yeah. I got all the exercise that I needed, thanks to you guys.
Excellent.
You sure did, man. You sure did. And what do you think of what's going on here with Robbie? Have you been paying attention?
Oh, man. Yeah. It's really disappointing. I met him at the convention, and he was a great guy. You know, we sat there, chopped it up. And, yep. You know, it's sad to see it come to this. You know, it's he promised a lot of things to me. You know, he promised to give me some ice cream and everything, but it just didn't work out for some reason. And I just got a new beret. Last time I saw him, my beret is missing last time I saw him, but I have to go and buy a new beret. I don't want to accuse him of swiping my beret, but I had to buy another. It's not as good as the first one. And then also he wanted me to record a song for him for only $4. Can you believe that? With a big bulky tape recorder. I can't do that. What happened to him? What happened to Rob?
I don't know, man. When we met you at the What's Happening signing, when you were with Ernest Thomas and Haywood Nelson, we had a great time, and you and Robbie got along famously. Didn't you, Robbie? Didn't you get along with Todd?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Robbie, aren't you appreciative of Todd and his time?
What?
When we were little, there was one thing that Baby Birdo loved more than anything, and it was What's Happening. Our dog name was Rerun, literally. And
John.
And, you know, even do you remember my beret, John, when I was a little boy, my Baby Birdo baby beret that I used to wear?
Yeah, I do. I was going to bring that up, but I was going to spare you.
So it's really
Baby Birdo was a beautiful baby. Everyone did say it.
Mm. It's just really sad to me that he would accuse me of stealing from him. And he should know what's in my heart. Todd Rod, no. I would never in a million years. All right, look at my eyes.
I mean, we can't because there's no light. But
steal from you. You have to remember, Todd, you were in Chester, and there's a lot of no good, dirty, thief, and drug addicted criminals that live in Chester. So it was probably one of them. And it couldn't have been me because when I watched the video, you were in the ring celebrating with Hank. when I was in a helicopter, being helicoptered away. So how could I have stole your beret? I'm crippled.
I know. I'm not accusing you, but you know, it's just circumstance, weird circumstance. I don't know, Rob. I don't know.
Well, I got to tell you, Todd Rod, you managed Bufa AO, and Bufa won his match. So you, as a wrestling manager, are 1-0, brother. I'm so impressed.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, people are going to be hitting you up. People are going to be hitting you up asking for your expertise soon.
Okay.
That's how it works. So let me ask you a question. So we're going to have our next event in February. We're going to announce the date real soon. Hopefully next week, next Tuesday, we're going to try. Do you think you're going to try to make it? Is it something you're addicted to now? Are you part of it?
Yes, I think I'm full. I'm all in.
Awesome. That's what I wanted to hear. There's a guy called the Batman of Burlington we want to introduce you to. We got a lot of other satellite people in our Fed that you're going to learn to meet and be family with. So it'll be fun.
He's going to be one of the Justice awesome. Friends.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So let me ask you a question. I heard you were at the Apollo recently. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
All right. That was a special Halloween amateur night at the Apollo. I decided to go. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. There was a lot to say. I don't want to bore you with any of the details.
No, that's great. I appreciate that. And tell everyone where they can find you. It's on Instagram at Todd Rod486.
Yeah. Well, no, 489.
489. 489. Yeah. Todd Rod, T-O-D-D-R-O-D-D 489. That's on Instagram. So make sure you give Todd Rod a follow.
Is that 1989? Were you born in 1989, Todd?
No.
No, not at all. There's a story behind the 89 number, but yeah, that's another story.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably the number amount of girls that he had in 1 year, I bet. Look at that stud right there.
Oh no. If that's true, I'd be talking to you from a hospital bed right now.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what other characters. I hear you do some other characters.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited to see what else you have in your repertoire over the next couple of events. So we're not going to tell anyone. They can go on your Instagram and look through it if they'd like. But okay. You're going to be surprised over the next few months with Todd Rod to see just how versatile he is as a talent.
You're incredibly talented, Todd Rod.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you guys are awesome. Glad I met you guys, man.
Thanks for coming, Todd. We appreciate it, man.
I want you to know, if it was my last match ever, the match with Hank, I was honored to have you in attendance. I just want you to know that.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and likewise, too. Really. It's an honor to even be invited.
Yeah. If it was my last match ever at Harris on November 2nd because of the hellacious injuries I received from Hank, it was a privilege. It was a privilege to perform in front of you. And I'm sure if Ruckus were here, he would say, "It was a privilege to perform in front of you, Todd Rod."
Okay.
Rob, let this man go. It's almost 8 o'clock. Let Todd go. Todd, thank you, brother. God bless.
Anytime. We'll keep in touch as usual.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. What do you make of all this, guys? What do we do? Where do we go from here? Anything else to talk about?
The two of you should probably have a side conversation. Sit down together, maybe with your mom, big bowl of pasta, like, and just work this out like a family.
Ma said that she's had enough of my shit. Sorry to curse,
I'm sure she has. You're giving her agita.
Yeah, she's had enough of me. Everybody's had enough of me.
I'll take care. You need help, I'll take care of you. I told you already.
I know I was a little out of hand. I know I was a little out of hand with David Feldman. I know I was a little out of hand with Hank. I know I was a little out of hand with Stefan Roots. I know I was a little out of hand with the SPO committee. I know I've been a little out of hand with everybody throughout my entire career. But all I'm asking for
accountability. You're progressing.
Yeah. But at this point, I got to get what's right and what's coming to me, John. And I had something taken from me. Everybody knows, like I said, the top two prospects, young prospects for the WWID program were blackout. Everybody knows that in the industry. We were the top young tag team. And we were at that cusp. And that cusp been taken from us now. So we're going to have to figure something out. I can't compromise my entire life.
We're going to have to talk this week. We're going to have to go see the mayor this week. Bottom line, me and you are going to have to go down there and just figure this all out before we set this date. Because everything, it's like dominoes. We set the date, and then I'm afraid what's going to happen after that. You and I
like dominoes, the pizza chain. They steal from the Italians and try to make money off of things that we built. And that's what's going on with Chester right now. You said it. It's like dominoes. They're robbing from somebody who originated and came up with something great like Spo, and they're trying to take a national treasure.
You're talking about.
Yes.
Right.
Sure. Come on.
Right. Right. How can I argue with that logic? How can anyone?
You remember everything practically but bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh the day I was born, John.
Yeah, I remember. I was there.
You were there.
Yeah.
Remember, you had to get a job immediately after I was born, and you were only 2.5 years older than me, and Bob made you get a job because baby Berto, you know.
Just keep going. Keep digging it. Anyway, guys, we're 3 minutes to the hour. We're almost done. Tommy Grayson, next week, are we going to have a possible Trip TV?
I'm glad you asked, John, because, yes, Trip TV will, in fact, be debuting a new episode. I'm hoping it'll be ready in time for next Tuesday. It should be. You know, this episode in particular will be sort of, you know, and this has been a recurring theme that I've been saying, but with the Superpower Hour debuting in the coming weeks, Trip TV is going to take on more of a focus towards the backseats in particular. So you will see a little bit of Spo footage, but it's going to be more focused on, you know, like, the Train of Terror tour, the behind the scenes stuff, a lot more JCW and Insane Clown Posse footage. And then just some non-wrestling related stuff like road travel and whatnot. So that'll all be debuting next week, hopefully, assuming that it's ready in time. And as far as the Superpower Hour, it's all going to be part of what we are collectively referring to as the Backseat Block. So Backseat Media will be putting out content consistently moving forward. I did just speak to our videographer, Vinny Infuso, a couple days ago, and we are arranging the first official shoot for the Backseat 25th Silver documentary that has not been forgotten about. Backseat Boys merchandise is back in stock. You can get yours now. And what a perfect time because, Marks, it's right in time for holiday season. So if you have any good children that are needing something for their stocking stuffer, considering purchasing a Backseat Boys t-shirt. And if you have any naughty boys like Mr. Berto over here, well, maybe you want to whip him into shape and start teaching him some discipline in the gym, in which case you're going to need some protein. So stock up and save 10% using Redcon1's Backseat Boys code.
You are awesome, Tommy. I got to tell you, man, I would kill to have a brother like you, buddy.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that I could throw backhanded retorts your way and you could still come back and ask for more. So, you know, yeah. What Vince says, eat crap and like the taste of it. So, Robbie, please do yourself a favor. Do a favor for John. Please go easy on your mother. Lay off the buzzer. Okay, you're giving her PTSD to the 90s when, you know, she had a beeper and stuff. And every day she was getting beepers about you and John, you know, pantsing someone in school and whatnot. So just lay off the buzzer. We understand you need your cream of wheat and your oatmeal delivered every hour on the hour. Okay, but Johnny only has two arms, okay? And one of whom, when he's not blessing the altar boys, is supposed to be helping you out. So just go easy on the service.
you know, you're right. I have to realize the times have changed. It's not like, John, it's not like Pop used to say to us. You know, he used to say, you know, women, they're good for two things, a making gravy and a making babies.
That's probably not good. Nah.
I guess times have changed.
And Pop didn't talk like that either.
We're living in a different world.
Yeah. Well,
he didn't say women. You know what Pop called them.
All right, just listen, everyone. Stay tuned to the Instagram, the Spo Wrestling Instagram, to see if me and Robbie get to see the mayor this week or whatever happens. And hopefully by this time next week, by next Tuesday, we will have an event to announce. Let's cross our fingers. Thank you guys for being here. Robbie.
I can't cross my fingers because my neck injury, you son of a bitch.
Your neck is not preventing your fingers from working, you stunod.
Look, I'm trying right now. I can't do it.
Oh, okay. I'm trying as well.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I think we need to end on Birdo. See you guys.